Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel's defense minister has ordered the Israel Defense Forces to devise a plan for Palestinians to leave the Gaza Strip, following U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal for how the territory would be administered. Katz welcomed what he characterized as Trump's quote-unquote bold plan for Gaza residents to leave the territory, which has been devastated by Israeli ground and air attacks targeting Hamas militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu celebrated Trump's proposal in a video message from Washington, D.C. As you know, the day before yesterday, I had a historic meeting with President Trump, which was a great turning point for the future of Israel. At this meeting, he also brought up his idea about Gaza for the day after Hamas, and I think it is worth listening very well to this idea, which is the first original idea to be raised in years. Meanwhile, U.S.-designated terror group Hamas on Thursday called on all Palestinian factions to unite against Trump's proposed Gaza takeover. The plan has been criticized by U.S. allies and adversaries alike, many of which remain committed to creation of an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Friday that talks with the United States would be, quote, not rational, wise, or honorable, unquote. AP correspondent Karen Chemas has more.
Iran's Supreme Leader has said that negotiations with America are not intelligent, wise, or honorable after President Donald Trump floated nuclear talks with Tehran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also suggested that there should be no negotiations with such a government, but stopped short of issuing a direct order not to engage with Washington. Khamenei's remarks to Air Force officers in Tehran on Friday appeared to contradict his own earlier remarks that opened the door to talks. The 85-year-old Khamenei always has carefully threaded his remarks about negotiating with the West. I'm Karen Chemas.
This is VOA News. Authorities are searching along part of Alaska's western coast for a plane that went missing while carrying 10 people. The Bering Air Caravan was flying a route over the Norton Sound south of the Arctic Circle. It went missing before 4 p.m. Thursday, and the authorities are working to determine the plane's last known coordinates. The local fire department issued an update early Friday that said the crews were still searching on the ground and that there was no new information on the location of the plane. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is set to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Friday. Japanese officials say they want to reaffirm the U.S.-Japan alliance and build strong personal ties between Ishiba and Trump. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Some in Japan question why Ishiba is meeting Trump right now at all. Instead, they ask, why not stay off Trump's radar as long as possible? Others argue it's better to be proactive, in part to protect against any future strains in the alliance. Miyako Nakabayashi is a former Japanese lawmaker.
Some people say that don't wake up sleeping baby, but you have to take a risk if you want to have a better relationship.
It's the same dynamic facing virtually every U.S. ally as Trump again pursues his America First approach to the world. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The United Nations warned Friday that the worst may be yet to come if the violence engulfing the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo spreads throughout the wider region. The DRC requested an urgent meeting of the UN's top rights body to discuss the escalating fighting by Rwanda-backed armed group, the M23, in North and South Kivu provinces. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk. The risk of escalation of violence throughout the sub-region has never been higher. All those who exert influence over the parties involved, whether countries or non-state actors, must redouble their efforts to avoid a conflagration and support peace processes. Turk was addressing a special session of the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide on Friday whether to launch an international investigation into alleged violations and abuses committed amid the deadly clashes. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visited Santorini Island on Friday, saying the state is monitoring the increased seismic activity and urging the public to remain calm.
Santorini is no stranger to active geological phenomena. This is exactly what we are currently observing. Lots of medium-sized earthquakes that don't at present pose any real risk or any real danger to the island.
Greece declared a state of emergency on Santorini on Thursday as hundreds of earthquakes have rattled the popular tourist island over the past week. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.